This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Live video shopping has been around for a good long while now. The Home Shopping Network and QVC came out in the 1980s, but that whole thing has migrated online, and it has been rebranded as live stream shopping now. Yes, it was a thing before the pandemic, but given the explosion in e-commerce this past year, a lot of stores and brands and internet entrepreneurs are expecting live streaming to soar this year, and they are investing accordingly. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
Let's all go to the live stream to get ourselves a taste.
We've got a vanilla and orange whipped ganache, and then we've got a chocolate hazelnut coating.
On Amazon Live, celebrity chef Matt Adlard is baking something fabulous to showcase kitchen items that Amazon is selling. So I clicked to follow him.
I just got a follow from Jason and Scott. Thank you, Jason and Scott.
You're welcome. Adlard pours his batter into a square pan, and I actually need one of those. So I type into the chat, what makes a good square pan?
Scott's a great question. So the baking pan I've linked in my shopping carousel pretty much has all the features you want, but you really want one with a loose bottom.
As he talks, a pan pops up on the Amazon screen. Convenient. As do suggestions from other shoppers. Get the removable bottom, one says. I use Springform, another adds. Is live streaming the next retail thing? Well, it already is in China, where two-thirds of shoppers say they've bought something this way. In San Francisco, Kurt Workman is trying it. He's the co-founder of the baby product company Owlet, and he says his initial marketing strategy, just ads and no videos, failed.
We thought, oh, we can just like bid on Google Ads and people will click on our ad and then we'll sell a product. And it turned out to be like a horrible strategy.
So they tried live streaming on Amazon, which didn't cost them any money. Online, they didn't just talk about their products, which track baby heart rates, but also the company's story.
And we actually started Owlet right before my oldest son was born. And we were worried that our kids would have a congenital heart defect that runs in our family.
The live stream did so well in sales and views that its products rocketed up Amazon's search engine ranking. Workman says shoppers got real-time service.
You have an awkward human being talking to a camera and then interacting with an audience, but you're able to close the loop on a lot of questions.
In the U.S., one live streaming app, TalkShop Live, saw sales grow 7 times during the pandemic. Another, Comment Sold, saw a 50% jump in spending per viewer. There are many new players here. But Abby Holtz, the founder of the online fashion shop The Lobby, says the idea of hawking stuff through online video is not new.
Some of the stuff that we see today and we think is new and innovative was actually starting to happen over a decade ago on YouTube and, you know, people putting makeup tutorials.
Today, she says millennials and Gen Z shoppers are demanding video content that's authentic.
They're really allergic to being sold to, so they want to know, what does this look like on real people? They don't want it to be overly produced, overly photoshopped.
Many analysts think early live streaming in the U.S. will grow in fashion and beauty. That's where products have high profit margins, so there's money to try video. And sales of these products depend on the kind of human interaction that live stream shopping can provide. Otherwise,
the journey is cold. There's no emotion, no interaction.
Dia Eliakoubi is CEO of the online fashion site Monia Frere in Paris.
And sometimes you cancel the process because you are bored.
When the pandemic came to France, her team began live streaming to China, where the economy was reviving. She says shoppers in Asia tend to join live streams to ask specific questions. What color? What size? Whereas Western consumers come for a show.
Westerns, they need to be seduced, you know.
But live stream sellers are still learning. Deborah Weinsrig, founder of Core Sight Research, says things can go wrong on the screen with celebrity marketers known as key opinion leaders, or KOLs.
I mean, there are big mistakes that happen, right? You know, the KOLs say the wrong brand name and it's live, so it's not like you're rewinding.
So far, no dominant live stream app or website has emerged in the U.S. Facebook and Instagram are trying to be that. And Weinsrig is watching QVC, an early shopping channel from the era known as television.
Hey, maybe you heard it here first, right? Holiday 21 should be the breakout year for live streaming here in the U.S.
Weinsrig thinks live streaming sales in the U.S. will quadruple in 2 years to $25 billion. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.